Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, we'll talk about Azure Store Simple, which is a company that was purchased by Microsoft a little bit ago. And they basically created hardware and services that allow you to seamlessly extend your data storage from on-premise out into the cloud. And so Store Simple makes an important distinction between two types of data. There's active or hot data, and then there's cold data. And it is exactly what it sounds like. Your active data are tier one style applications like your CRM system and your ERP system, anything that's requiring instant access. Maybe there are files that are frequently used by your staff. But then there's also cold data. This is like from tier two applications, archive data, where some latency is okay. You wouldn't expect to just be able to maybe get to it in a fraction of a second. You'd be willing to wait, oh, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 seconds, maybe 10, 15 seconds for that particular data because it's not as frequently accessed. Well, what Store Simple does is that it creates this the hardware device that you can buy and cluster together that provides storage, and so that storage is used locally for the active data and also for cold data. But at some point, as you start reaching capacity on those appliances, it'll start pushing some of that cold data out to the cloud. So this is called automatic storage tiering. It looks at how often certain data is being used, how old the data is, what its relationship is to other data that is stored on your file systems and so on. And so, again, Store Simple sells devices, basically computers with a little special sauce on it, the Store Simple software, that sit on-premise and they communicate through the cloud and they throw Tier 2 and snapshots of Tier 1 into the cloud. When I say a snapshot of Tier 1, occasionally it'll take everything that's on-premise and put it in the cloud for disaster recovery purposes. So what it will do is that it monitors how much available space there is locally through a process called thin provisioning. It will make sure there's always enough for the immediate need, whether it be today or whatever the case might be, based on previous usage. And then it will push data to the cloud as needed. And this basically is an effort to optimize the space required on-premise. It will also perform other operations to ensure that you're using your on-premise file systems as optimally as possible. It'll perform deduplication and compression on files that sit on those Store Simple devices. Specifically talking about moving that Tier 2 data out into the cloud, what it will do is it'll make it look like it's seamless, like it's still on your local file system on-premise, even though the files are stored in the cloud. There's that latency that we're talking about. What it'll do is take a snapshot of all the files that are in the cloud and present them as if they're files that are available, you know, on-premise, so you don't really see where the files are stored. And then when you say, yeah, I need that file, it'll go out, pull that file down and make it available to one of your users. And then also, as I mentioned a moment ago, it'll store snapshots of Tier 1 data in the cloud in order to enable disaster recovery scenarios. And so disaster recovery is kind of a challenge too. I mean, when you have terabytes or even petabytes of information, how do you restore that in a very timely manner so that everybody's up and running again? Somebody said instead of, you might think it only takes a couple of days to get all your data back, but it could take, honestly, it could take weeks to get the data back in place and make it available again. So Store Simple does something that's pretty neat. It treats that, in that scenario, it treats the Tier 1 data just like the Tier 2 data. It gives you a snapshot of what it has up stored up in the cloud, and then when you need something, it'll go pull it down on an as-needed basis until it is fully back and replicated, so that the Tier 1 data is in its home on-premise. And that's pretty much all I have to say about Store Simple. I obviously don't have a Store Simple device of my own to show you, but at a high level, that's what it will do for you. So let's move on to the next technology in the next module. We'll see you there. Thank you.